You're invited to join me for 3 days for our new 3-day Relationship Reset Live Coaching event. This is an online virtual event that I'm hosting for women who are ready to dive deep into their relationship patterns, get clarity on the steps that they can take right now to move their love life forward, and for women who want to feel empowered in their feminine essence, their feminine trust and intuition. For so long, I've wanted to bring together a small group of women and give them the opportunity to get coached in real time and experience coaching for the first time ever, or if they're previous clients, to be able to reconnect again. For 3 days, we are going to come together to workshop, to do live coaching, and to do some healing on past patterns so you can actually feel empowered to move your love life forward now. I'm so excited for you to join me for this opportunity and for me to be able to bring to you tools, techniques, and information that I usually only share with my Captivating Course with Code coaching clients. The dates for this event are April 14th, 15th, and 16th. Not only are you going to be able to get live coaching in real time, but you're also going to get access to the replays. So if you can't attend live, don't miss this opportunity to get coached and to show up for yourself. If you are interested and you are ready to join me to reset your love life, go to the link in the show notes and register your seat now. Spots are extremely limited, and I can't wait to speak with you. I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to reignite your self-worth and feminine intuition so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my 6-step match formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit like so many other relationship gurus try to teach you, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. I've had the privilege for almost a decade now to work in the relationship industry and to learn so much about women on a deeper level, men and women both, but especially women, because even during my years of matchmaking and working with both men and women, I've always felt like it was really my calling to work with women on a deeper level because I'm a woman. And regardless of what anyone may tell you, it's always best for women to connect with other women and to learn about womanhood and to learn about relationships from other women, because we have a connection and an understanding that runs way deeper than the surface that only a woman can understand. And that's beautiful and that's empowering when we know how to embrace it and we truly, truly value it. But in my time of being in the relationship industry, whether it was my years when I was doing matchmaking, or fast forward to when I launched the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program and Captivating Courtship as a company, and even this podcast, what really transformed my life on a personal level and my life on a professional level was getting to understand relationship patterns. Now, my experience is really unique because as someone who's in the relationship industry, I have had the privilege to do matchmaking. And that's not a profession, it's not a career, it's not a business that many people embark on at all. When I was a young girl, I never wanted to be a matchmaker. My plan was to just go into radio and communications and journalism and be the next Wendy Williams or have some type of radio on-air personality. I never had the intention to help people to attract partners and to get engaged and to get married and to move into the next chapter in life of starting families and all these other things. I never saw that in my future. What I saw in my future was just finishing school and getting married and having children and going into radio and eventually just settling into being a housewife, and that's all she wrote. But life had a different plan for me. And part of that plan was me becoming a matchmaker, which introduced me to the world of relationships on a much deeper level. Because not only was I working with men and women that most of society would deem as desirable and educated and hardworking and professional and good-hearted people who sincerely and genuinely wanted marriage and to find a partner, you have to think no one's going to take the time to fill out a matchmaking application or invest in matchmaking if they aren't serious about trying to find the right partner. They're looking for help, which is a great thing because it takes a lot of vulnerability to open up and to decide, hey, I need some help. And when you are in a space of wanting and needing help, sometimes you have to put your money where your mouth is. And these people, these men and women, were ready, willing, and able to take that step forward and say, hey, I want some support in this. This matters to me. But in my time of doing matchmaking, I also got to really get a good understanding that there were a lot of other factors that were going on that was making it difficult for them to attract matches, even if a matchmaker was working side by side with them. Many of you may not know that as great as the matchmaking profession is, matchmakers have a really, really difficult time helping someone to find a match. Now, there's several reasons for this. One is because when people get in front of a matchmaker, a lot of times they're asking for a type of partner that they typically would never go for on their own. Or they have a mindset or an idea of settling that's actually rooted in insecurity. So it can be a real challenge helping someone to find the right partners, or they may even not be telling the 100% truth about what they're really looking for and what they really want in a partner, because they feel a little bit of shame and guilt and they don't want the real them to be revealed. All of these things will come up and make matchmaking a real challenge. But what was a turning point for me was noticing sabotage and anxiety and a lot of poor decision making that would stop people from being able to actually move their love life forward, even when they were introduced to incredible partners. For some men and women, time after time, they would consistently sabotage because their thoughts and their emotions and their patterns would show up time and time again. And that little girl or that little boy who was hurt or ignored or couldn't use their voice or didn't feel loved or valued or felt insecure or felt abandoned or any other childhood trigger, that little boy or girl was actually running the show. And this is also something that I was also experiencing. Now, I can admit that I am extremely, extremely gifted when it comes to this relationship thing. I've had a lot of success and I'm very, very proud of that. But there was a point in time where my inner girl was running rampant. She was running the show and I had no clue. I had no idea because my level of awareness and my level of understanding my own patterns, my inner girl, my wounds, my triggers, my emotional reactions. At one phase of my life, that was just normalcy. Even though I have been praised for most of my life of being, you know, deemed as an attractive woman, being told I was intelligent, I always had a pretty strong sense of confidence, at least since high school. So I've been able to maneuver life, or I was able to maneuver life, very, very confident on the outside. I knew I was smart. I knew I was attractive. I knew I was a great catch and a great person, a great woman. I knew that I could attract guys, and I could attract some of the guys that many women would have wished they could have attracted. But even with that, I didn't know how to make high quality relationship decisions because my inner girl was running the show. Now, I come from a two-parent household, so this isn't a story of single parenthood or any of that, and that's not bringing shame on that. But this is just to bring awareness that just because you come from a two-parent household or a loving household or a secure household, just because your parents had a great marriage, my parents had a great marriage until my father passed. My grandparents had a great marriage until they passed. They all did till death did them part. But that didn't manifest the same in my experiences. And it was when I reached my breaking point. It was when I got to my breaking point of getting sick and tired of me, getting sick and tired of my own patterns, getting sick and tired of my own low value thoughts and decisions. That is when not only did my love life change, but my life changed completely. And I can remember one time, it was after a bad breakup. And this was like my rock bottom moment. This is when I knew that it was time for a change. For years, I had been called to elevate. I have been called to up-level. I have been called to be better. And you know when you're going through tests and you're going through trials and you just can't seem to stop doing the same things over and over and over again. No matter how many times you tell yourself, this time's the last time. No matter how many times you try to pray it away, this time's the last time. No matter how many times you say, you know what, I'm never going through this again. As soon as you are presented with a test, and that test for us ladies often shows up as a man. As soon as you're presented with a test, and that test looks amazing, that test is charismatic, that test is intelligent, that test is the shiny object that you want so badly, it's not until that test shows up that your patterns truly arrive and kick into overdrive, and you have to see who's actually running the show, you or the little girl within you. And this was something that I could not figure out how to shift. I could not figure out how to break. And I was seeing it in myself. I was seeing it in my clients. I was seeing it in my friends. And no matter how many times I was being called to make better decisions, to make better choices, no matter how many times, I just couldn't realize that there was so much more waiting for me. But I was going to have to do the work to change. And once I was able to do the work to change, there was a ripple effect on my love life, on my finances, on my friendships, on my family relationships, on my clients' lives. And it all started with me having to hit rock bottom and to make the decision that I deserved more, and to make the decision that I deserved the type of partner, the type of love life, the type of family life, the type of career, the type of finances, the type of lifestyle that I dreamed of, And that the only person that was going to make that happen was going to be me. I had to make a change. It was one summer of hitting rock bottom where I was so heartbroken and so distraught because I didn't even know how badly I needed validation. See, in my community, the idea of being a married woman was everything. And you had to be crowned in order to be deemed as worthy. And this heartbreak that I was experiencing made me feel so unworthy. It made me feel so much pain that I can remember being balled up on the floor in a fetal position, crying my eyes out because I felt like something within me was shifting. Like this was deeper than just my feelings being hurt. I called my friend, a male friend of mine, and I said, I feel like my brain is changing. And he said, what do you mean? What do you mean, Z? I said, I feel like there's something going on in my brain that's shifting from this experience. That's how hurt I am. And he didn't know what to do, so he just sent me some money. He sent me some money. He said, here, treat yourself to something, which was very kind and very loving. And I did. I bought myself something. But that wasn't enough to fix it. Retail therapy wasn't going to fix it. So I did what I knew best. I dove into learning. I'm the type of person that when I am in a bad space or I'm in a rock bottom moment, I go into tunnel vision of work mode. At least it's how I used to be. I don't do this anymore, but this is how I was at the time because this was also a pattern to suppress the emotions and to push it away and just to focus on keeping it moving, going even harder. Now I have something to prove. It's time to level up. But this time, instead of focusing on a project or a task or a book or something else, I focused on me. Now, for years, I had already been into meditation and spending a lot of time in nature. I would go for walks in nature for an hour, 2 hours a day, almost every single day. I would go for 1 to 2 mile walks every single day, just taking in the sunshine, just taking in the fresh air, just taking in the sounds of nature and connecting. I would look for butterflies across my path as a sign that I was on the right path. I was in a very deep spiritual place of trying to get a better understanding because I realized way prior to this rock bottom moment that I was going through different types of shifts internally and that my spirit was calling for more. So between prayer and meditation and just trying to feel more connected, I was doing a lot of grounding work to figure out how to regulate my emotions, how to regulate my thoughts, and how to move my life to the next level. But it was in this rock bottom moment that I realized that something deeper was going on. And I can't even tell you how exactly I stumbled upon inner girl healing. But somehow it came across my path, all in perfect timing. And I started looking into neuroscience and trying to understand how the brain works. And I was 100% correct when I called my friend and I said, hey, something is going on in my brain. Something is going on in my body. This is different. What I was experiencing was trauma. And my body having a visceral reaction to trauma. So there was something going on within my brain and within my body that was changing me. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that I learned how to change me for the good, how to use that pain, how to use that suffering to propel me forward. So I started learning about how the brain works and neurons and mirror neurons and how it connects with the law of attraction and how the law of attraction connects with prayer. And I started tying all these things together. And in the midst of all this, I started getting into hypnotherapy. This is a part of my journey that I don't often talk about. But I've been talking about this a little bit more in the CCC program. We also have Anya come in once a month into the CCC program, and she's going to be doing more work with the CCC program, but she's a hypnotherapist and she helps to do some healing on the internal level and feminine healing and also hypnotherapy. And I've known Anya since we were children, but prior to this, Anya was not involved in this part of the process. At this time, in full transparency, we weren't in communication. And so during this time period, I started learning about hypnotherapy. And like I said, this is a part of the process of creating the CCC program that I don't often talk about. And this is a part of my life. Hypnotherapy is a major part of my life that I don't often talk about on this podcast or with clients, sprinkling here and there. But hypnotherapy and reprogramming my brain, reprogramming my patterns, has had a major impact on my mindset, on my life. And whenever I feel like I'm being pushed to the next level, I always dive deep into hypnosis and into hypnotic meditations. Now, for those of you that are new to this, don't be spooked out. It's not anything where you're knocked out sleep and you're not coherent. It just allows you to go to the deeper levels of your subconscious brain and get very clear on what actually is going on down there. What is actually going on in the subconscious part of your brain that's running the show? And when you get to that subconscious part of your brain and you clear that out, you can see, oh, this is where this trigger is coming in. This is where this pattern is coming from. This is where those beliefs are actually coming from. And when you are clear on something, you have the opportunity to change it. You have an opportunity to master it. You have an opportunity to do something about it. So I started getting into hypnotherapy and learning how to reprogram my thoughts, how to reprogram my patterns, and how to start making conscious decisions forward so that I can have rapid growth and change my life quickly. And it was working. It was working. But then what happened next was I decided one day, it just came to me, how to put together the CCC program. Now, I have been thinking for some time that maybe matchmaking wasn't really going to be my thing anymore, but I couldn't really figure out what would be that next thing. And then one day I was watching a webinar, I was watching a class, and it just hit me. Oh, wait, this is the process. This is the process that I have taken my clients through. These are the shifts that my clients have made. This is how you go from looking, single and looking, to commitment. These are the keys. And this is the shift that they had to make. These are the things that they had to heal. These are the things that had to be done. And when I was able to really hone in on that process, I was like, wow, this is a system here that women need. Women need to know this. Because part of the anxiety that my clients would feel and part of the anxiety that I had felt in the past was not having clarity and my brain not being able to process those gray areas and those gaps and those blind spots. And that would cause a lot of fear and feel like a lot of uncertainty. And my clients, myself, my friends, we would always say, it seems like there's something missing. What is it that I don't know? What is it that I'm not getting? And I sat down and I put together the CCC blueprint and I just sat it to the side. Well, months later, and by now I'm in a much better place. I'm feeling more empowered. I'm feeling more confident, feeling more clear. One morning I got up early in the morning, about 5 a.m. And I went to go do my morning prayer. And as I was down on the ground, I prayed for clarity. I prayed for opportunity. I prayed to guide me to what is it that you want me to do. Just use me. Show me what you want me to do. And when I came out of that prayer, and this is 5 o'clock in the morning, the house is still, everyone's asleep. As soon as I came out of that prayer, it hit me. I stood up and I said, patterns. I ran to my laptop, grabbed my laptop, sat it on my lap, sat down on the sofa, put my feet up on an ottoman, opened up a Google Doc, and I just started typing away. I started thinking about my clients. I started thinking about my friends. I started thinking about all the single men that I know. I started thinking about my past experiences. And it just kept coming to me. Boom, 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 boom. One after another. The different types of patterns that people have. And it was almost like I just felt it just moving through me. Just with ease. How easily I could just lay out, okay, you have this type of person and these are the things that they experience. You have this type of person and these are the things they experience. And before I know it, I had 8 different pattern types. And when I had these 8 different pattern types laid out in front of me, I realized that this was the missing piece to my CCC process that needed to go together. And that if people can know their patterns, if women can know their patterns, and they understand why they're making the decisions that they're making and how their inner girl is showing up to run a show, and they have a blueprint on how to change them, they don't have to spend years making the same mistakes with the same types of men and going through the same experiences, feeling clueless and feeling totally left out of the love and the life that they could have. That if they just understood how to be proactive about making high quality relationship decisions, and they had a process to follow, then not only can they attract partners, but they don't have to waste years of their time trying to figure out why aren't they good enough? Why aren't they valued? Why is it that other women get to be chosen over top of them? Why is it that they're always the bridesmaid and never the bride? I wanted to solve this problem because women deserve more. Because you deserve more. Because if you've been in a loop and your inner girl is running the show and you're anxious and you feel uncertain, or you're settling, or you're afraid to set and keep boundaries because you're worried about being abandoned or left, or you feel isolated and unsupported, so you settle for whatever validation or attention that you can get, no matter how shiny the trophy is. You know that that's not the trophy for you. You know deep down inside that you're running the wrong race, but you're not strong enough to listen to your intuition and to trust yourself to know what's right and what's wrong for you. When you've been in a loop of letting the little girl run the show, the little girl who didn't have a voice growing up because her parents were emotionally unavailable or her parents were controlling or dominating. Not that they were bad parents, but that's how they parented. Because they had their own trauma and their own experiences that they had to deal with, and maybe they never got a chance to deal with it. But because of that, and because of the past disappointments and the heartbreaks and all the other things that's going on that's intertwined, the fears of failure, the toxicity, attracting narcissistic partners, maybe having premature sexual encounters, all of those things are wrapped up into a ball, spinning in a loop, and have you spinning in circles and cycles for years and years, trying to figure out why is it not working for you? Why do you avoid having the tough, emotional, intimate conversations? Or why do you lean in so much and chase that validation and chase that connection and chase that affirmation that you end up chasing men away? Why is it that you shrink and you settle out of fear of missing out on an opportunity for love? These are the things that I wanted women to be able to turn around quickly, because you are so valuable and because you are worthy, because of you exist, simply because you exist and because you are a woman, and God already said so. You deserve to be loved. You deserve an opportunity to have the type of life that you want, the type of life that you've worked really, really hard for, and you've been really, really resilient with. You deserve to have more. And even if you think that your life is already good, I know that if you're listening to this podcast, there's a part of you that feels like it should be great. It should be greater. It should be beyond your wildest dreams. Because regardless of how intelligent you are and how hardworking you are, I know that you value family and relationships and companionship and support and security and feeling relief. You want that exhale. You are waiting for your moment to exhale. You're waiting for that moment where you can just put your feet up and say, "He's got me." So you don't have to feel like you have to carry the torch alone. So you don't have to look back in 5 years, in 10 years, and say, "I wish I would have done things differently." I know that you're a woman that values love, you value career, you value money, and you value your time. And because of that, and because of how valuable you are, learning how to communicate that value to the right types of men so you can have the right type of relationship for you is going to be life-changing. And the only way that you get that is when you make a decision that not only are you worthy and valuable, but you deserve to have every single thing that you want. You deserve to have it all. And there's nothing arrogant about that. And there's nothing self-righteous about that. No. You deserve to have it all. There's no rule that says that you can't. Those days are done. The days and the beliefs that women cannot have love and a family and a career, those days are done. And when you look around you, you see examples of that all around you. You see women who are thriving in their careers and they have a family and they have partners and they feel supported and they have travel and they have a beautiful home and they have the things that they want. It may not be every single woman, but there's no reason why that can't be you. Because the only difference between you and those women is that those women made the decision. They decided that it was a non-negotiable for their happiness and for their quality of life. And not from a low value place, but from a place of being decisive, a place of being intentional, a place of being empowered, that their life and their goals and their family and their future and their vision matters. And when you shift your patterns and you're clear on how to stop letting that little you, that hurt little you, that abandoned little you, the unheard little you, the little you that didn't feel fully seen and valued and loved, that little you that was given so much responsibility at a young age because you had younger siblings, or because maybe you grew up in a single parent household, or maybe there was just a lot put on you, or maybe you're a middle child who wasn't really seen. You just kind of had to blend in and not be a burden. Maybe you grew up in foster care and you just had to blend in and not be a burden. Maybe you had to be so resilient that you just operate in survival mode by default, and you need to learn how to be open to receiving, how to allow yourself to be supported, how to allow yourself to be vulnerable, how to allow yourself to be loved simply because you deserve it. And you are worthy and you are valuable. And for the right man and for the right relationship, your worth and your value will only be complemented. But you don't need that to validate you when you know how to validate yourself. And not from a place of, I am the table, I don't need anyone, but from a place of, I know my value, I know my worth. I'm not operating from those old patterns. I know that I am a healthy, whole woman. I am authentically in my value, and I know how to present that to every room that I walk into so that I attract the types of people, the types of career, the type of relationships, the type of money, the type of love that I want in my life. I get to create this. That's what's available to you when you break up with your patterns and you stop letting them run the show. And that's what I want to help you to do with the new 3-day relationship reset. Now, I have done the relationship reset in the past and I tried it in a different format and it just wasn't the right format. So I'm bringing it back in a 3-day live virtual event where we're going to come together for 3 days. It's going to be me, you, and a group of other women who value this aspect of their life. And we're going to dive into understanding the role of your patterns. We're going to dive into putting together an action plan so that you understand how to reset your love life in the next 30 days by using the first 30 days of courtship process. And then we're also going to dive into healing your feminine trust and intuition so that you can walk away from this 3-day relationship reset, not only feeling empowered and feeling clear, but you're actually going to know what you need to do to reset your love life right now. To get intentional and to make the decision that you matter, that the relationship goals that you have matter, that the vision that you have for your love life, the life that you've dreamed of, the life that you have worked so hard to obtain, that that matters. And that you can have that today. You don't need to wait another year. You don't need to wait another 3 to 5 years. And you certainly don't need to look back in a decade and say, I wish I would have prioritized my relationships when I was younger. That doesn't have to be you. So the first thing that you need to do is just take this first step and come join us for the relationship reset. Spots are very limited because I only want to work with a small group of women at a time. I thrive in intimate situations. And I want to be intimate with you in this so that you get the support and get your questions answered. And you get coached for those 3 days and give yourself an opportunity to move your love life forward. Give yourself the opportunity to hit the reset button on your love life just by dedicating 3 days. Do you have 3 days to dedicate to your love life? You have 3 days to say that you matter and that you're valuable and that you're worthy enough to give yourself 3 days to get tools, to get information, to get transformation to move your love life forward. Do you believe that you are worth those 3 days? If so, I can't wait to see you and for you to join me April 14th, 15th, and 16th for the relationship reset. Go to the link in the show notes and register now before the seats fill up. If you have any questions, shoot me a DM on Instagram at Zara J Captivating Courtship. The information is in the show notes. and make the decision to be present for those 3 days. Even if you have to watch the replay because you can't attend one day, make the intention to show up live, to be present, to be ready, and to allow yourself to reset your love life. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to coach you. And I'll talk to you soon. You're invited to join me for 3 days for our new 3-day relationship reset live coaching event. This is an online virtual event that I'm hosting for women who are ready to dive deep into their relationship patterns, get clarity on the steps that they can take right now to move their love life forward, and for women who want to feel empowered in their feminine essence, their feminine trust and intuition. For so long, I've wanted to bring together a small group of women and give them the opportunity to get coached in real time and experience coaching for the first time ever, or if they're previous clients, to be able to reconnect again. For 3 days, we are going to come together to workshop, to do live coaching, and to do some healing on past patterns so you can actually feel empowered to move your love life forward now. I'm so excited for you to join me for this opportunity and for me to be able to bring to you tools, techniques, and information that I usually only share with my Captivating Course with Code coaching clients. The dates for this event are April 14th, 15th, and 16th. Not only are you going to be able to get live coaching in real time, but you're also going to get access to the replays. So if you can't attend live, don't miss this opportunity to get coached and to show up for yourself. If you are interested and you are ready to join me to reset your love life, go to the link in the show notes and register your seat now. Spots are extremely limited, and I can't wait to speak with you.